In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ, this first Saturday of December is special because we are now very close to a great solemnity, the solemnity of the Immaculate Conception, to feast tomorrow in the Vetus Ordo liturgy, Old Rite, and Monday in the Novus Ordo liturgy. So it is fitting today that we meditate upon this mystery, the Immaculate Conception, in the light of the first Saturday's devotion. First of all, let us consider the fittingness itself of the Immaculate Conception. It was convenient that a creature, a human creature, could be delivered from original sin since the very first moment of her conception, in order to become the Mother of God, that is, the dwelling place of God on earth. All arguments in order to prove that Our Lady was Immaculate Conception, especially before the dogma was proclaimed in 1854, all these arguments were explaining this convenience. It was convenient that a human creature could be elevated to such a degree of grace that there is no compare in history, in the salvation history. She is, Our Lady is the very first woman to be imbued with such a divine grace. So the grace to be immaculate, which is a grace to be free from sin, and a grace as well to be enriched with all grace. No sin, fullness of grace. A negative privilege, no sin, and a positive one, all grace, the fullness of grace. Hail Mary, full of grace. Let us still reflect on this fittingness, because it is the very key point to consider the importance of the Immaculate Conception, and it explains actually the mystery of God and the relationship between that privilege, unique privilege, and our own condition of Adam's sons and daughters. Fittingness, in fact, is linked with God's love, God's infinite providence, His providential love, who foresees all things, even the sin of Adam. And for that reason, since eternity, since God knew everything, God foresaw a special lady to be immaculate, to be the dwelling place of God, in order to be for everyone what the creation was meant to be, even before Adam's sin, and also after Adam's sin. God can never be defeated in His providential plan, in His creation planned as a beautiful factor of His hands. That plan of a beautiful creation is always a plan which is revealed, a plan which is incarnate in a sense in this beautiful woman with no sin. So we have to consider this convenience in relation with God's love for all mankind, His salvation poured out over mankind. This is the reason why Saint Maximilian Kolbe calls Our Lady the very apex, the vertex of God's love, God's created love. Jesus is God who became man. Our Lady is only a creature, And as a creature, as a human being created, she is the very summit of love, of created love. St. Maximilian says Our Lady is the love that comes back to God with no resistance. Freely, that love poured out over creation comes back to God in glorifying God, because there is no sin, there is no selfishness, no inclination to evil. Fittingness, then, is the way God plans things ahead, the way God loves us. We already see that Our Lady is planned and wanted by God in order to have in this order of salvation the very model of God's infinite and eternal love. She is again a kind of incarnation of this love, a created love. But now let us reflect more on the importance of love in relation to freedom, because the very highest manifestation of freedom is love. When we love, and we love in a divine way, as God does, we are free indeed. And the only moment when we are free is when we love as God does. So it is important to reflect now on freedom. This is a very key word in the modern society and in our days. We all want to be free. And that's why when we look at Our Lady and think that she has no sin, she could not do anything bad, we immediately think she then is not free, so she is different from us. It looks like Our Lady is a preordained plan where everything is nice, everything is happy. So for us, human beings, there is no way to think of our blessed